Hello and welcome to our introductory episode for our new series of the Nurse Researcher podcast. And the surprise for this series is that we have a new guest summariser, Dr. Roxanne Crosby-Nwobi. And Roxanne, we have you back as a summariser and not as a guest episode this time.
Thanks for having me again, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
And we've got you on as a summariser. One, we're giving Eleanor a break because she needs to get that PhD finished, but more so because this was a series that was suggested by you. So we're going to do NIHR Senior Research Leader for Nursing series. And do you want to tell the listener why we want to do that and what we want to push with this award?
Definitely. So the NIHR Senior Research Leader Programme is to highlight nurses and midwives who've done a fantastic job in their local arena, but also at a regional level and sometimes national level in embedding research. And we're talking about research engagement initiatives, releasing potential to do research, embedding research in the organisations, being involved in inclusive research delivery and doing digitally enabled research. And we've identified these individuals with nursing and midwifery office as being able to contribute to these five arenas. So it's an absolute pleasure to have some of these SRLs on board talking about what they've done throughout the last 2 years of being on this programme.
Brilliant. And we know, for the listener that doesn't know, we originally had the 70 at 70 programme, which you were on that, if I'm right in thinking.
I was.
And then we are now on cohort two of the NIHR Senior Research Leader, and I'm in cohort two. So this comes together nicely. This is a great opportunity to look at the two cohorts, to have a mix of people that are on the award and starting to see a little bit how they are developing their own nurse leadership and what they're doing for nurses in their field.
Definitely. And it's not just about nurses. It's nurses and midwifery, because we can't do one without the other, especially on this program. But yeah, these individuals that we've chosen and they've also volunteered to highlight their work, it'll just be great to not just show what can be done in the acute sector or the NHS sector, but also what's being done in community, what's being done in health visiting, what's being done in midwifery, and to enthuse us all really to get involved in research.
Yeah, and I'll smack my own hand for not mentioning the midwives. It's when you say Nurse Researcher podcast, you forget to say that, don't you? But essentially, I mean, we've had a midwife or a midwifery guest in the past. But I think the other thing for me, not just the different discipline in midwifery, but the different levels of the people on the Senior Research Leader program has really inspired me, because it's not all, you know, postdoc researchers with 20 years experience. This is a different range of leaders, isn't it, across nursing. Some are pre-doctoral, but actually are doing fantastic things in their own areas.
Absolutely correct. We've got some individuals who work in the community, who work in social care, and their banding level does not equate to our AFC banding. But then we also know as well, we can have leaders in places that we don't even think of. So as long as you are enthusiastic, you are willing to engage individuals and pushing forward research and embedding research, we are happy to receive an application from you. And we're going to have cohort three, hopefully starting soon, and getting more leaders involved in this space. So whereas on this showcase, we're looking at different settings, we're also looking at different specialities as well. And I'm absolutely thrilled to have such a fantastic lineup.
Yeah, me too. And I've introduced myself to a couple of the people that you have recommended. We're going to do five episodes. These will run fortnightly, like the previous series, and we'll ask a little bit about their backgrounds, like we have done before, where, you know, what got them to where they are today. But we'll really focus as well on what they're doing in their senior research leader role, won't we? So we can sort of try to inspire leaders that don't have to be on this award to be developing nursing research, because it's so timely, isn't it? We're working now, we're 3 years into the CNO strategy. You know, we've got the RCN on board, we've got the NIHR, you know, pushing and priming funding into nurse-led research and midwifery research. It's a real crucial time, isn't it, to try and really celebrate what we're doing here.
Absolutely correct. You know, we've got the new directives about moving from analog to digital, moving from hospital to community. And this is what we do as nurses and midwives every single day. And I would hope that through this program, as you said, other people will be encouraged to do the similar. And even if they can't get on the program, they can link up with our senior research leaders, with the previous 70 at 70 cohort, to learn from the best practices and do the same in their organizations. Hopefully in the future we have more people applying from the charity sector, more people applying from social care. It's all about embedding research into our everyday practice because research is everyone's business.
Yeah, and I think the important thing for me is to be able to interview people about their research delivery, about their research leadership, about le research engagement, things that they've been able to develop around the workforce. And I've already, from our from the linkage and from the networking events that we've had in cohort two, heard some fantastic things that are going on. So it'll be great to be able to unpick those a little bit more because we're hoping, aren't we, that the listener is sort of thinking, well, I could do that where I am. That's real. I hadn't thought of that, but I can do that in my own role and in my own setting.
Yeah, we all came into nursing and midwifery to help others, really. And we know out of all the four clinical, all out of all the four pillars of practice, so clinical, leadership, education, and research, I'm quite biased. Research should come first because that's where the evidence is. And if we can't understand research or do the research, how are we going to be improving clinical practice? How are we going to be improving patient care? Chicken and egg, but for me, research comes first. And I would hope that through this program, through listening to the experiences of our senior research leaders, everyone is able to say, okay, what can I improve in my practice where I am? It can be a very, very small thing, such as clinical audit, moving on to service evaluation, or even going to find their research leaders to say, okay, how can we build something new to enthuse and build capacity and capability in the staff around us?
Yeah, absolutely. And final reminder before we sort of before I let you go, but final reminder is to for anybody listening to the podcast, do listen to the summary at the end. There's a few people that have listened to the podcast before and said, I didn't know about the summary. And then other people have said, actually love the summary with you and Ellen. And while we've got the new summary now, we've got you as the lead for this award and me pushing the podcast. We've got the two of us summarizing not so much the careers of the people we'll interview, but the work they're doing as part of their Senior Research Leader Award. So that'll be a great end to every episode as well, and something a little bit new. And we're very lucky to have you. And
Well,
delighted to have you on board for this.
definitely, but I mean, we can't replace Eleanor. She's absolutely brilliant. So, Eleanor, can I have some tips, please?
We can't. I can't let you have any tips from her. She's too busy on that PhD. That's what we're thinking at the moment. But no, we Eleanor will be back probably in the new year. But in the meantime, we can say goodbye for now, and we can say listen in, look out for new episodes. Press follow on the Nurse Researcher podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's subscription free. There's no patron, there's no adverts. Just enjoy this new series and these new episodes. Roxanne, thank you for your time, and look forward to speaking to you for our first summary episodes.
Great, thank you. See you soon.